We with greater joy are celebrating the feast of Maximilian Kolbe in this celebration of the Little Lourdes Anointing Mass. And we are rejoicing because, well, some of us are rejoicing, and I feel a little bit intimidated because I have my brother priest with me. And we have 9 priests with us, I mean 8 plus me, they're going to help us to go to this great celebration. We have Father Phil Reifenberger. We have Father Paul Fliss, he's also in our neighborhood. We have Father Rick Fleischman. And we have Father Bob Lutz on the other side. Then we have Father Dennis Van Beck. Then we have Father Anthony Kitena. And Father Martin Carigu. And Father Dick, I believe this is the last one that I'm missing. They're coming over here today, and there are days that we need to take an extra step for God's direction, especially when it comes to healing. I have found 7 verses that contribute to healing in my life, and I know there is a lot of verses in the Bible that talk about healing, but these are the ones that I remember in the moments that I need the most. I always pray and thank God for his guidance and for all the wonderful things he has given to me. And I often ask him to give me the ability to listen if he so chooses to reveal something great to me. And I'm always going to be ready at any moment. One of the greatest things that he always revealed to me is what we just heard in the gospel, to love one another. And when he said to us to love one another, I always like to reflect about that love. And love is also to give the opportunity to somebody, the opportunity to feel the touch, healing hands of the Holy Spirit. That touching is not just by pouring the holy oil that we just blessed before Holy Week and the Chrism Mass, but also we have to remember that touching moment of love is when we just sit with the person and being there and giving the support that they need, or giving a hand that can fill them the love of a human being, and they are not feeling alone or by themselves. One of the verses is, it said, Jesus said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." And that was the woman who had suffered for hemorrhages. And she just said to herself, "If I just touch his cloak, I believe I'm going to be healed." Just by touching his vestment, just by touching it, and just a piece of cloth, is we can give the power of anybody to be healed, because they're doing that with such a faith that is about the greatest love that we can have. And also said, "And the prayers offered in faith will make the sick person well, and the Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, their sins will be forgiven." There's a prayer, and there's a verse that we always heard when we go into a hospital or outside of the hospital to anoint someone. We heard that in the gospel, in the readings according to James. And we go there, and we know that even in those moments that we cannot even express ourselves in the way how we feel, we know that the mercy of God will be upon us. Another of the verses that I remember is the words of the reckless purse like sores, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. When we say to love one another, and when we have the opportunity to say to somebody next to us, I love you, that's the best and greatest words that we can say to bring heal to somebody. Because the healing is not just about the suffering of the body, but sometimes it's also the suffering of the spirit. And there's a lot of people that sometimes they feel alone in the spirit, that they need it just to hear that the tongue of the wise can bring healing to them. And another verse says, Jesus went through Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. That is in Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. That's where we go. Everywhere that we go, we can bring that healing touching of the Holy Spirit. If you see, we have different priests that coming from the different parishes, probably some of them you are familiar with, but you have a priest, like for example myself, that coming from Venezuela, and you have two priests right here that are coming from Africa, from Kenya. They're coming all over the place to do the work of our Lord Jesus Christ, as we, each one of us, came from a different places as well. Because your ancestors not just came, or they were only from United States, but your ancestor came from Germany, Italy, Poland, and any other places that you, by being baptized, you can bring just the word of love to give healing to your brother and sister. He heals the brokenhearted and binds their wounds. We know that at the moment that we receive the healing power of our Lord Jesus Christ, that's why he will do it. And he will do it because he promised to us. And he promised to us when he said that he will love us even until the end of the age. And another phrase that is said is, therefore I confess your sins, teaches to each other, and pray for each other so that you may be healed. And the prayer of the righteous person is powerful and effective. All of us, in the eyes of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are righteous. We receive the healing power of the Holy Spirit, but we can also share that in the love for one another. And at least, but the last but not the least, and even to your old age and a gray hair, I am he. I am who will sustain you. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you, and I will rescue you. Those are the moments that we should not feel alone in the journey of our life. And in the journey of any of those diseases or any of those infirmities that we can feel. Because he always gonna be holding ourselves in the palm of his hand. So he always promised, he have never changed. We just come over here to get a little bit of that love and the power that we will receive through these holy anointed. More of the love that we can receive, not just by one priest, but for all of those who want for us to be healing by the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. So now, my brothers and sisters, let us get ready to let the Holy Spirit come upon us and to take every infirmity of any illness out and give to him
all of that that we feel.